again, we thank you for coming on. If you haven't gave me your name, if you could go ahead and give me your name if you're on the call and I didn't get it. Right now, Pastor C, we have on the line Penny Tucker, Brenda Burton, Lola McIntosh, Tony Cherie, Elder Gaines, and we have Hanifa. Am I saying that right?
Hanifa.
Okay. We have her on the line. So far, that is all we have on the line right now, Pastor C. And now I'm going to go over the announcement. Pastor C is having a house prayer Saturday, August 10th at 6 a.m. at Turning Point. And she's looking forward to us going, since we are Global Home Prayer Intercessors, taken by nation. So we're looking forward to supporting Pastor C. It starts at 6 a.m. And the attire is all white. And it's a house of prayer. So we're looking forward to you joining us on Saturday, August 10th at 6 a.m., all white attire. Also, we have Pastor C's birthday agenda that's coming up for September 6th, all black and white attire. Please buy your tickets. If you buy it by the 15th, it will be $57. So please according yourself to go ahead and purchase that so we can support our leader and let her know we love her as much. Also, Pastor C has APRAC that's going on at her church August 8th through 10th. You can go on createdtoproduce.org and you can look for further instruction on that. Pastor C, are you available? We'll turn it over to Pastor C.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Thank you so much, Brenda. I want to give special thanks to them. They keep me abreast and on the right road with our Global Prayer Home meeting. Do we have everybody signed in tonight? I know she gave me Penny, Tony, Brenda, Cheryl, Lola, Geraldine, and Hanifa. Anybody else on?
Yes, this is Jesse Harden. I was saying my name, but I had the mute button on.
Say, can you spell that?
Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E, Harden.
Welcome,
Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse. Mm-hmm. What city and state are you in, Jesse?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Iowa, okay. Good. Anybody else just getting on, you want to check in? I'm so excited about the Global Prayer Home directors that are with us on tonight. Anybody else just getting on?
Good evening, Pastor Sue. This is Sharon Parker. I was on, but my phone went out. So.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. Anybody else? Okay, so we won't be on long tonight, but I want to thank you. I'm holding a Global Prayer Home really, really dear and close to my heart. And it's like a pulse that is just beating 24/7. So many great, 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 great things are going to roll off for 2020. And I think it's the year of vision. Even more people are going to catch the vision and catch the mandate. I want everybody to be familiar on a daily basis with our globalprayerhomes.com website. Everything you need is on the website. Everything you need. The book is there. You can order your book on the website there. You got your free downloads in the Welcome Center. You got your prayers that you can pray as you're praying for people on a daily basis. We're asking everybody to finish the spiritual gifts test. That's there. The discipleship manual is there. And getting to know you is there as well. And so we pray that your agenda, every time you meet with your people, will be pretty much like the pattern that you hear us. We have someone come on and pray. We have the announcements. And then, of course, we go into the information and whatever is going to be given. And we pray that every time you come together with your group of people that you mention some nuggets about discipleship. You mention nuggets about prayer and whatever else the Lord is giving you. We want everyone to know. We want you to get the book, the Nehemiah Anointing. We're going to be getting into that book all of August, September, and October. So if you don't have that book, you can go to our website and order that book as well. And you want to now insert that book so that your prayer warriors can understand the life of Nehemiah and how he had a burden. He had a burden to help God's people, and he didn't give himself that burden in prayer. God gave him that burden in prayer. Some of your global prayer homes might have burden points in prayer. Say, for instance, the shooting in El Paso. What if everybody on your line is just talking about and can't stop talking about? What if it's lawyers or policemen? I don't know, but there are going to be some areas that God might, it just might be a central focus for everyone, and that could be a burden for not only prayer, but even some answers to give people to come out of some desperate situations. I don't know if you guys know what you are connected to, but it is so big. It is so big. And so on that global prayer home website, you want to always let everybody in your team know about that site so they can go on that site and become familiar with what it means to set up a global prayer home, what it means to send in your monthly reports. All of that information is right there on your Globe Prayer Home website. Everything is there. Even information about me, and even a place where they can share, where you can definitely share, and they can share testimonies. As we build our website, we're going to need those testimonies on the website as our graphic artists continue to update the website. And so I'm so appreciative to every one of you. I'm going to give anybody that wants to give a praise report of their last month global prayer home meeting to encourage others, even if you did or didn't do it, or definitely if you did it, the people that are here need to hear so it could build up their faith, and they might have some questions that they might need to ask. I want y'all to pray for the Global Prayer Home prayer meeting. Really, it's like the city of Houston, Turning Point will be known as a house of prayer. Just like your Global Prayer Homes, Turning Point is now opening up for the city of Houston to know if they need a prayer answered, they need to come to Turning Point. And they need to be a part of Houston House of Prayer. And it is our goal and our desire to eventually, as we lunch out in regional directors, that we would have, say, for instance, San Antonio House of Prayer, Iowa House of Prayer, Atlanta House of Prayer, you know, just a place, a church, a hub where people can come and know without a shadow of a doubt that their prayers are being answered. I want everyone to remember, when you meet with your people, take pictures, send us the pictures. We are building a portfolio where we want to see and share your information with the world, if you don't mind. I know some of you don't do face-to-face, but those of you that do, we certainly want you to feel free and send those pictures. Okay, let me see real quick. The Lord wanted me to give you this little nugget tonight. Everybody's with me. Then I'll open up the line and let you guys talk. But I've been reading, I've been praying, and in Acts chapter 2, verse 10, y'all might want to write that down, but the call tonight is being recorded. Acts chapter 2, verse 10 tells us that on the day of Pentecost, visitors from Rome were present in Jerusalem. On the day of Pentecost, visitors from Rome were present in Jerusalem, and some of them may have been among the 3,000. Remember, 3,000 souls came to Christ. And so after they were being discipled in Jerusalem for a season, they would have returned to Rome and started a church. Started a church. Following the pattern they learned in Jerusalem, they probably met together. Check this out, everybody. I don't want you to think you're just doing something. You all in the Bible. You're all in the Bible. Following the pattern, that's what you guys been doing, following the pattern that they learned in Jerusalem. That they learned in Jerusalem. They probably met together in a home. They probably ate together, praised God together, prayed for each other, and exercised their spiritual gifts. Is that us or not? Is that us or not? Meeting in a home, eating together, praising God together, praying for each other, discipling, and exercising their spiritual gifts. As they minister in the power of the Spirit, that lonely little house church multiplied. One day y'all gonna believe that what we're doing is going to leave an impact over the world. I hope you can gather that in your spirit, and you are the beginning seed. Ladies, we are following what happened in the book of Acts, and I promise to God, I did not read this before. I was just reading through this apostolic book, and the Lord, out of all the books in my library, pulled this one out. As they ministered in the power of the Spirit, that lonely little house multiplied. It went from one house church to two house churches. From two, it went to four, five, six, seven, eight, and so on. Guess what happened, ladies, after those houses start being birthed? After these global prayer homes are being birthed, look what's going to happen. Apostles and prophets and teachers came in and began to equip the saints to minister. That would be you. Apostles, prophets, teachers came in and began to equip the saints to minister, to pray. Soon there were house churches springing up all over the city of Rome. Make sure when you get on, you mute your phone, and we'll get everybody to let us know that you can check in a few minutes. By the time Paul arrived, there were probably, ladies, listen to this, hundreds of prayer homes. By the time I arrive in your city, there's going to be hundreds of prayer homes. So when we read about Paul going to Rome, we need to remember that Paul did not start the church at Rome. There was already a large population of Christians in the city when he arrived. You're starting it. I'm just going to arrive. Some of the directors that are apostles, prophets, and teachers, we're going to be coming down to your homes, validating, affirming, praying, teaching, fellowshipping with you and all of the people that God has you in the sphere of influence with. Paul was not even the first apostle in Rome. When he wrote the book of Rome several years earlier, he sent greetings to two apostles in Rome, Andronicus and Junia. That's Romans 16 and 7. So the Roman church was already an apostolic center. They had apostles. They were already equipping the saints to minister. Ladies, gentlemen, if there be any, do you understand that we're in the book of Acts? We're building wall-to-wall intercessors all over the world. equipping and training them to be disciples, helping them to understand their spiritual gifts. Anytime anybody come into your global prayer home, you being the director of it, you want to make sure that they're discipled. You want to make sure that they understand their spiritual gifts. And then you want to train and teach them. You want to duplicate and multiply because your faith is being proclaimed now throughout the world. Did everybody hear me? This is absolutely amazing that God will use us in the end time to produce the pattern of what was existing in the early church. All I remember is when I was in Atlanta, he told me to start the Global Prayer Home. Then he got really specific last year. He said you need to birth at least 100. Y'all know I said that last year for those that were at the summit. And to see, reading this, it went from one house to two to four, five, six, seven, eight. By the time Paul arrived, there were probably hundreds of them. I'm not that smart. I promise you, God is opening up the eyes of our understanding, showing us hidden treasures that we never seen before. I want to congratulate every one of you that have accepted the mandate, not from Pastor Cassandra, but from the Lord. He just happened to speak to me so I can speak to every one of you. This is huge, Global Prayer Home Directors. And, yes, I am calling you Global Prayer Home Directors. You need to let people know that you're a Global Prayer Home Director. And eventually, that's why I'm praying and I'm believing that so many people on the prayer line, so many people on the Global Prayer Homes, anything that I do in Turning Point, anything that I do everywhere would catch the vision and be a monthly contributor partner so that we can take the word around the world. Taking the word around the world, building wall-to-wall intercessors. Can you imagine as we hit globally and internationally that there would not be an hour in the day that a global prayer home light is not on? That our children will know this as a home conversation piece, that global prayer homes was a part of all of their lives as they were growing up, in this world, as God would see it and have it, that your family members would be called into prayer, that your coworkers would be called into prayer, that your bosses, I mean, your neighbors. What if you would be the global prayer home in your neighborhood? This is huge. This is humongous. And God is needing you to say yes. He's wondering, can I put myself in you like I did in Mary and birth me throughout the world? This is bigger than a church on a Sunday with a Hammond organ and some announcements. This is huge. This is huge. Okay, and so if you want to back up and go back and look at what I just gave you, look at Acts chapter 10, chapter 2, and I went on down to verse 10, letting you know that some of the Romans were visiting Jerusalem when the first church was birthed. We know that they was in that number. And many of them were discipled in Jerusalem for a season. Then they would return to Rome and start churches. All of you that are on here have been with me either at Turning Point, on the prayer line, on the Birth Your Brilliance, and you've just been trained for a season. Now God is wanting you to go and birth this. You're not supposed to latch on to me forever. Now you're supposed to go and produce. Now you're supposed to pour into people what I pour into you. And I know this one thing. You can do it. You've been doing it. You've been doing it. And so know that you're not just doing this as a hobby. You're all in the Word of God. You're all in Scripture. I'm going to stop right there. I know we have some more people to join the line tonight, but boy, is that a blessing or what? Is that a blessing or what?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody have any questions about what I released tonight? And then we'll get a testimony or two. Anybody have a testimony from last month so you can share what you've done so other people can hear your testimony? We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. Anybody have anything in reference to what I just shared? Acts chapter 2, verse 10. And then I went to Romans 16 and 7. You can back it up. Back that all the way up. And make sure your phone is on mute. If you're not talking, make sure your phone is on mute, and then we'll let you come forth one by one. Everybody, I hear one person calling my name. You want to go forth? Everybody else on mute.
Pastor C, I don't know if I'm the one that came through.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I would like for you to please, there was about seven of us on the wrong line tonight for some reason. Could you kind of briefly repeat what you released tonight?
Yes, I'm so sorry. We had the wrong flyer on my page, but let me know, Gloria, it is recorded what I just said, but I started
okay.
I started at Acts chapter 2, verse 10. Want you all to know that you are walking the scripture. I'm telling you, this is huge. This is big. And we got to cover each other in prayer. We got to be connected. We got to stay on point. We got to stay on focus. We got to be committed. We must not faint. We can't become weary. In well-doing, know that you are in the heartbeat of God. If you look at Acts chapter 2, verse 10, it tells us that on the day of Pentecost, visitors from Rome were present in Jerusalem. Some of them may have been among the 3,000 that were saved that day. But after being discipled in Jerusalem for a season, they would have returned to Rome and started a church home. It's all what we're doing. Do y'all know that you got little churches? These little global prayer homes, it's a safe place for many people that don't have a place to go. And God is, I'm telling you, the anointing is on me hard and heavy tonight to release to you that the pattern that they learned in Jerusalem, they met together in a home, they ate together, they praised God together, they pray for each other, they exercise their spiritual gifts. It's what we have been telling every one of you to do. We've been telling you, get on that website. I need y'all to be so familiar with that website. When you talk to your people, you tell them www.globalprayerhomes.com. Go on there and get familiar. But as they minister in the power of the Spirit, these little homes multiply. And it went from one house to two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. By the time Paul arrived, there were probably over 100 of them. Then guess what happened? The apostles, the prophets, the teachers gathered with those directors. They began teaching those saints, encouraging those saints. And that's why I need y'all to pray that we get as many as we have in number. We need that much money. We need that much money over so we can make our way to these cities and validate and affirm what's going on just as Paul did. So just imagine Lola, just imagine Tony, Penny, Brenda, Geraldine, Hanifa, you going forth in your gifts. like Romans chapter 16, verse 7, talked about Andronicus and Junia. What happened was Paul merged his talents in and his gifts in apostolically with them. So imagine me going to be with Lola, Gloria, all of us merging our gifts in together, laying hands, praying on these people, teaching. What's going to happen? It's going to be, we're better together. We're better together. And this is how Paul did. He went to those and he taught them. He affirmed them. He said, I long to see you. And that's what I'm saying to y'all. I long to see you that I might impart some spiritual gifts to you that you might be strengthened. That's in Romans chapter 1. Paul is talking to the church. I long, Global Prayer Home. I know what Paul felt now. I long to see you, that I might come and be with you so you can be strengthened even the more. So I just wanted to release that over every one of you on tonight, and this call is going to be recorded so you can listen over and over and over again until next month when it's recorded again. The new call will be recorded next Monday. Please forgive us. We've updated the number on the website. On my Facebook page, it was the old number, and I did send out a correction once. Brenda and Cheryl let me know that my number on my old flyer was wrong. So we want to make sure, Brenda and Cheryl, that everybody can go now to the website and get the new flyer with the new number. Anybody have any comments, questions from what I just released?
Well, this is Sister Marie, Dr. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I really do appreciate the encouragement that you do give us for the Global Prayer homes that we have and everything. And I just been noticing, this past Saturday when I had my Global Prayer home, it wasn't a lot of people, Dr. Scott, okay? But what happened was we got a surprise visit, the Minister Veronica, who came on the line, and then my sister Bernice was there, and I didn't think anybody was going to show up, so I just started praying everything, and I said, okay, God, if this was going to be like this, it's going to be me and you until, you know, they start showing up. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to continue to have faith and believe. And Minister Veronica, the Lord used her mightily, and it was like she was meant to be there because the word of the Lord came forth from me and my sister. She also had her Global Prayer home, and it was so encouraging, Dr. Scott. And she was right on target. She was right on target, and it was such an encouragement now that we're on fire to, you know, stay in the race and not back down. So I just thank God for that.
Beautiful. Guess what? Marie, guess what? When I started, it was me, a girl named Carol Holt, my little girl, Geraldine, who was about 5, and her little boy, Brandon, who was about 6. Did y'all hear me? Me, Carol, and our 2 children. And now, I never would have met any of you if I wouldn't have been faithful over a few things, so that God can make me ruler over many. I don't ever, 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 never, never, never want you guys to feel bad about the number. Remember, all you need is one person. Many times, it was just me at the table, like you just said, me and the Holy Ghost. He wanted to see if I would say, oh, forget it, nobody's here. No. Most of the times when don't nobody show up, it's because he want it to be you and him.
Praise God.
Did
Praise
y'all hear
God.
Me?
And that's exactly what I received, was that he wanted it to be me and him to see if I was going to still remain faithful.
Right.
And
Thank
I'm just
you.
At that place. I'm just saying this, and I'm going to God. I'm just at that place now, though, where it's just yes, Lord, yes to whatever you have for me. So I submit to that.
Beautiful. Thank you so, so much. So much. Don't give up. It's for Christ. It's for God. It's not for us. Anybody else want to give a testimony of what you experienced real quick?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Scott. This is Yvonne. We have a phone prayer line, and we pray for prodigals. We are parents, grandparents, who we get together and we pray for prodigals. And one young lady that we've been lifting up in prayer, she's incarcerated, and she received an extremely harsh sentence, and it just really was not fair. And we've been praying for her and lifting her up in prayer, and justice is showing up in her favor, because they contacted her, the law contacted her and stated that her sentence was too harsh, notified her grandmother, because that's who raised her. So we've been praying this in the gap for her, and I just I'm going to continue to pray for Veronica, because we praying for prodigals, and even though, you know, we just keep coming, don't be discouraged, you know, because there's always a setback or whatever, but we see God at work, and we can't get, and you're right, Dr. Scott, we cannot give up. We got to keep pressing forward, because somebody else's life is weighing in the balance. If we quit, they may quit.
Mhm.
Mm. So I have truly been blessed, and I mean, yeah, we've had a slim group some days, some weeks. We only meet once a week on Tuesdays, but you know, God blesses, and He shows up, and the women have been encouraged, because that's all that's been joining us so far. But yeah, we're just grateful to God, seeing, you know, healing, that we've been praying for people, whatever. But God is good, and I thank you for the encouragement and, you know, allowing, you know, encouraging me to step out and do something that I didn't even think I could do.
See?
So, give the glory.
Yvonne, how many people on your line?
Right now, I could say consistently we have between 3 and 4.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Remember when I started the prayer line, Yvonne, it was 20 people from the church said yes. 20 people from the church said yes. And then those 20 people, that's the reason why you guys are on now, because of those. So you don't know what those 3 or 4 people, what impact they're going to make over the world. You just don't. You cannot put God in a box. So thank you, baby. Thank you so much for staying committed. That is one thing that I want to release on all of you, that I know that God has blessed me to do, is stay committed. Just commit Amen. To the work. Amen? Anybody Amen. Else want to?
This is Gloria.
Gloria?
Yes. I sent you the picture from where we did the first meet and greet.
Beautiful.
And the people, thank you. The people were very excited. I didn't get excited until kind of like at the last minute, but they were very excited to come together. And I just want to say tonight, because we go on Monday nights, and tonight was the biggest crowd that we've had. We had about 22 people, and we've never had that many before. 17 has been the most that we've had, and we didn't do that but once or twice maybe. Our regulars is about 10 to 12, but we got, you know, about 20-some people on our call list. But tonight, I even merged in a 98-year-old ex-mother-in-law in Thomasville, Georgia. And she didn't have her phone wasn't on mute, so she kind of like said whenever she wanted to say something, but she was basically quiet. But we had 22 people on the line tonight.
Beautiful.
So I'm like, God, oh my God, was, you know, I'm like shocked.
Beautiful.
But God is good. Yeah.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that report, Gloria.
You're so welcome.
Love you.
Dr. Scott.
Oh my God. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's Lola. God bless you all and everyone on the line tonight. I'd just like to say for the last 3 weeks, I could say that there's been something unique happening. I call it unique because I think I know what God is doing. from June the 13th up until Saturday, which I think was Saturday's date, the 3rd? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Been some unique things happening on the line, but I'm grateful because I've never experienced getting on the line with no one being there up until this Saturday, but this is what happened. I dialed into the line and no one was there, and as Marie said, I just continued to pray. And I continued to pray for a space of about 20 minutes, actually, and nobody showed up. And I'm like, begin to start praying for the people that was normally on the line because I know that this is not what usually takes place. And I got a phone call while I was on the line, and I clicked over. It was my cousin that was actually on my prayer line. But whatever happened, I was disconnected from the people. They were on the line, and I was on the line praying by myself, and they were on the line waiting for me to come. And I'm going like, oh, my God. So what my cousin said, well, I'm going to connect you over. So when we connected over, all of us just joined in. What they were doing was actually praying for the shooting that had just taken place over in in El Paso.
Right.
And I'm going like, oh, my God, Father, what are you saying? So what I began to see was that vision that you talked about over my life when I was out in Houston about the Memphis church. Everybody on my line is basically from different cities, and there's only one person in the Tennessee area. And what I saw in that is I have to begin to build Tennessee. Now, on tomorrow, I go into a home where I'm praying for a sick cousin that's on her bed of affliction and her ex-husband, which is being reconciled. So I pray with them on tomorrow. So I'm trying to incorporate how I can build the Memphis prayer group and yet minister to those people that are there, because I'm so grateful that Gloria is one of those people that came out of that globalprayerhome.com,
right,
along with Marie.
Yes.
And along with
right.
Bernice and Suzanne and Mother Hugabook. So what I told them on Saturday, you all already got the mandate. It's time for you all to move out and do what's already been. They're on your line in the morning time. It's like now it's time for me to go and give birth to some other people, because I know standing here listening to Gloria tonight, who has the largest prayer home,
yes,
out of that group, I'm going like,
yes,
you don't even know what it took to kick Gloria out the stall. And I know she don't mind me telling how I just say, honor Gloria, it's time for you to do this. And now she tells me how hard it was for her to come out and do this. And now it's such a joy because I ain't had to pray for Gloria since. Gloria is kicking the devil's butt.
Peace.
So I'm like, I'm so excited. And I know that one person showing up on the line 1 week, and then that this week I'm totally separated from the group. I'm going like, God, what's really going on here? But I see what's going on. It's time for me to build the people here in Memphis and continue. Maybe, yeah, we're going to keep doing the phone group, but I just got to get more hearing on how often we're going to do that, because here in Memphis it'll continually be every week. And
right.
I thank God that I've learned, Dr. Scott, consistency from you. I don't care what I got going on. When 7:30 comes, we are going to pray. And
that's
the people
right.
God knows.
Do y'all know how many times I pulled over in a parking lot at a grocery store or church
yes.
parking lot and did my prayer call?
Yep.
You just have to make it work, and it will. And I want to commend every one of you. Every one of you, to keep your eye on the prize. God is going to reward you so great for impacting the kingdom of darkness. You are the only light that some people would have ever saw before they left this world. Ladies, please know that you are so vital to this next move of God. Do you see what's happening in the world? Some people are going to be afraid to go to churches or anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Please, please please, one plant,
yeah,
one
see
water.
You breaking up.
God is going to give the increase. Okay, can you hear me, Brenda?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have time for one more. I think it was Tony, and then we'll close for tonight.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so last month I had my first meeting in a couple years, actually. My last meeting was in Tulsa before I moved 2 years ago. And since I've been in transition, I was like, I don't know how to do this, Lord. And I said at the beginning of the year, I need you to show me exactly how, where, when, and who. And literally in June, he said, you're going to start next month. You're going to have a focus of millennial women seeking the face of God. And it's going to be a platform for you to begin training others and to give them a platform to grow in prayer, and to really start a generation of young women that have a passion for prayer. And we had our first meeting on the third Saturday of July, and I had 11 women on, and it was one of the most phenomenal experiences ever. There was just a Holy Ghost boldness that came over me that surprised even me. And by the time the call was over, they were texting me saying, oh, my gosh, this is what I needed. This is what I've been asking for, especially that discipleship piece. Some people were saying, Holy Spirit's been dealing with me about that. Thank you for this. Some people, I told them, I said, I'm going to start calling on y'all to pray, to do focuses. And they were like, please keep me in mind. This is exactly what I need to grow. And I'm so excited about what these next however many months are going to bring, because it was really a phenomenal experience.
Don't quit, Tony. It's going to be somebody in the balance asking you, please don't quit. Like they said to me 10 years ago, one voice said, please don't stop the prayer line. And I heard that voice like a bolt of lightning, and I knew I couldn't stop. I'm telling you, the fire will not go out. And so I know we're a little bit over. We're right at 9 o'clock. I want to encourage everyone to remember to do your monthly reports. Go on that website and start getting used to that, sending your monthly reports, sending any testimonies like you guys gave testimonies tonight and some didn't get a chance to. We need your testimonies to build our portfolio to show other people what God is doing. And so if you have any questions, we have a Cheryl and we have Brenda who partner together to make sure everything is okay for every one of us every month. And so I don't want to take up any more of your time, but I want to invite every one of you to be a part of the prayer line on Monday through Friday, on those dates, the days you can get on. It's going to empower you because you got to get filled so you can release to others. Okay, so just get on, make sure you tell your people about it, and just stay focused. And if you have any concerns, any problems, concerns, or whatever, you know you can call me or administration at any time. Our next meeting is September, the first Monday night in September at 8:15, and look for your update from our administration as a gentle reminder. If that's it.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Dr. C, it's Juanita. Do you mind sharing the callback number for this line here?
Yes. The playback number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get it is on the website as well, ladies. We're getting really fancy here. It is 605-313-4106. 605-313-4106. And the playback, and the access code is the same, 850-625-POUND. 605-313-4106. You can go back and listen if you didn't get on at the very beginning. And if anybody didn't get a chance to give their name, I know that Brenda and Cheryl will be able to look on that free conference call to make sure that everybody is checked in on the row. Brenda or Cheryl, would that be okay, or do we need names tonight?
I have everybody. I have 21 on, but some of the numbers, it's just numbers there.
They bring the names.
Oh, they don't give the names. Yeah.
So
we have 21 tonight. Did anybody get on and didn't give your name?
And LaShawn Dodge, she's on, but she's on mute.
I connected Gloria on.
Okay. Anybody else want to check in?
Juanita Robinson.
Juanita, okay.
Yes.
Juanita Edwards.
This is Sister Bernice Jones and Brother Kirk Jones on the line.
Bernice and Kirk, okay.
Mm-hmm. Marie Thomas.
Marie, I got you.
Yvonne is here.
I got Yvonne.
Did you get Benita?
I didn't get Benita.
Okay.
Chantel Rick.
Karen Quinn.
Oh, Chantel, you're on.
Yes, ma'am, I'm on.
Love you, Chantel. Thank you so much. I was looking at your picture today.
Oh, thank you. I got on late, so I'm going to listen to the replay. I was on the wrong line.
Okay. Sorry about that. It was an administrative error. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm so happy. Y'all going to make me run a lap around my living room. 21 tonight. 21. And so, everybody, please go back and listen to the playback. If you have any questions, go to the website, www.globalprayerhomes.com, and our administrators, Brenda or Cheryl, can get back with you. If you need me, you just let them know, and they'll give you my number. If you need me, they'll give you my number. Okay? That's it for tonight. Let me pray over everybody. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, what you did in the days of old, and what you're doing right now. We thank you that even though the Bible stopped at a certain name, we are the extension of still what you want to happen in the world today. Thank you for Acts chapter 2. Thank you for the life of the new church and the pattern that they left. And for us to be on that pattern, we are so excited about that. Want to thank you for Romans 16 and 7. I want to pray that the eyes of every Global Prayer Home director will be enlightened, that they will know the hope of their calling, which is in Christ Jesus, and bless them with an abundant inheritance, for this is the will of the Lord concerning every one of us. I pray as they get ready to meet with their people this month, oh, my God, that you would just blow their minds, that they will be so fulfilled that they can't wait to the next meeting. And we'll continue to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And thank you, thank you, thank you. What a time it's going to be when the apostles, when the prophets and the teachers, when we arrive at every one of their homes to validate and affirm them and mix our gifts in together and bless those people. It's going to be an amazing time. Get us ready for what you're going to do in each of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and bless God. Everybody have a great, great night, and remember, we'll see you next month, same time, same place. Check the website every time in case a number is off. On the Facebook, you want to know that the correct information is always on the website. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer.